What is the best diet for people with autoimmune disease? This is JJ Virgin, four-time New York Times bestselling author, celebrity nutrition expert, and fitness hall of famer. I've been on a lifelong quest for answers to the toughest health questions. And now I'm sharing what I found with you. Welcome to Ask the Health Expert. Chloe Namundo, 2019, from Instagram asks, what is the best diet for people with autoimmune disease? Hey, Chloe, it's JJ, and I'll be right back with the answer. Stay with me. I had a mentor early on in my nutrition career, Robert Crann. And Robert Crann said, the sicker you are, the farther back in your ancestry you will have to go in terms of your eating regimen. And one of the people he introduced me to was Dr. Loren Cordain. He's kind of known as the father of the paleo diet. And the reason that Loren Cordain got interested in the paleo diet was because his sister-in-law was struggling with multiple sclerosis. And what he discovered was that when she followed a paleo-style diet, her MS basically went away. And that got him intrigued into all of this. Fast forward to now, because this was, gosh, I think 20 years ago when I first got introduced to him. A couple years ago, I got introduced to Dr. Terry Walls, who was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis and basically came through and turned it around by doing kind of a more intense version of a paleo diet. She did a paleo diet plus very specific supplements. And she talks about this in an amazing TED talk that you will want to check out, where she goes through this process. And some of the things that she does, and I'll tell you, I've had the opportunity to spend some time with Dr. Terry Walls. She literally travels with cabbage because she eats very specific things on a regular basis that she knows are going to help with reducing inflammation and giving her a lot of antioxidants. So some of the things that she does is eating a lot of very nutrient-dense and nutrient-rich plants, like the rainbow of vegetables. Again, that's where you're going to get a lot of those phytonutrients and antioxidants. Wild fish and pastured meat, so you get some of those great omega-3s and good protein. So that's one of the things I want to emphasize here is, again, sicker you are, farther back in your ancestry, you want to go. And really working through that paleo style diet, and I would say go check out Dr. Terry Walls of the Walls Protocol, WAHLS, for that information. And then also look at things that can help support your body better. One of the key nutrients you really want to look at here is vitamin D. Now, I've been talking a lot about vitamin D because it's so important for good immune system support. It's also very important here. And one of the things you'll want to do is make sure that you get your vitamin D tested. And you want to optimize your vitamin D. You're checking 25-hydroxy vitamin D. And then you are going to take D3. And you will want to optimize your vitamin D levels to somewhere between 50 and 80 ng's per ml. And you'll want to make sure that you're taking vitamin D3 with vitamins K1 and 2. They work in concert. All right. And here's something to think about. Remember that your body is supposed to absorb vitamin D through the sun. So you're in the sun, your body produces vitamin D. And so if you're wearing sunscreen, if you're avoiding the sun, if you're in a seasonal place, your vitamin D levels will vary, right? I mean, if you live in a very seasonal place, let's say Minnesota, you would probably have much higher vitamin D levels in the summer than in the winter when you're not really outside. Or if you're avoiding the sun or wearing sunscreen. And there's also genetically some people who just don't make vitamin D well. So this is where it's very important to monitor this and do this. Another thing that's very important here is good mitochondrial function. And supporting good mitochondrial function, that is where CoQ10 comes into play. That is another one you're going to want to look at. And of course, reducing inflammation. And that's where important dietary shifts here with omega-3s. And of course, probably taking supplemental fish oil and then all of those antioxidants that can help lower highly sensitive C-reactive protein. And that's what you're getting from all of that rainbow of vegetables. And then, of course, finally, figuring out what are triggers for you. One of the reasons the Virgin Diet can work well for autoimmune disease is it's basically removing a lot of these potential triggers like gluten and dairy and corn and soy and eggs and peanuts. One of the things that you really want to look at is something might be allowed on, say, the paleo diet, but it doesn't work for you. So make sure that you're also looking at which foods work for you, because even though they may be acceptable, they may not be good for you. They may be a trigger. So that's the other key thing to look at. This is JJ with Ask the Health Expert. I do this 5 times a week, so make sure you never miss a show by going to subscribetojj.com.